It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, Americans are less willing to move to find a new job than we used to be. We'll find out why and how it's affecting communities.
First, the Affordable Care Act is about to enter its fifth enrollment season, even with Republican efforts to repeal the health care law. This will be the first time the sign-up period for insurers will take place under a presidential administration that's been hostile to Obamacare.
Amy Goldstein is a health policy reporter at The Washington Post and the author of the new book, Janesville, An American Story. She's written about the uncertain enrollment season for the Affordable Care Act. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, Amy, one thing President Trump has said, maybe instead of Republicans repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, maybe the administration could simply let the Affordable Care Act collapse. So with that as a backdrop, what do we know about what could be expected in this next upcoming enrollment season starting November 1st?
Well, one thing that we know that's absolutely clear is that the enrollment period, as you say, this is the fifth year for Affordable Care Act health plans to have people sign up for them. The enrollment period this time is going to start on November 1st, and it's going to last for just 45 days until December 15th. That's about half as long as it's lasted the last 3 years. So we know that the enrollment period is happening. But there are a lot of decisions that were made by the prior administration, by the Obama administration, which obviously was a big, big supporter of the Affordable Care Act, that haven't yet been made by their successors. And there are things like what kind of notices, if any, is the federal government going to send to people who already have health plans in the Affordable Care Act marketplaces? Are there going to be grants given out again to groups and communities around the country called navigators who work with consumers who might need a little bit of advice in how to sign up for coverage? We don't know whether there are going to be contracts given out again for federal call centers for people to be able to call in and ask questions. So there are those and a whole bunch of other things that are just not clear yet.
And then there's the messaging and how that might affect the markets either directly or indirectly. The president hasn't given a clear indication, and it sounds as though the Health and Human Services has had very little to say about this. What do we know about the messaging and how that could affect things?
Well, my sense is that, from the reporting I've done, is that there's different messaging in different places within this administration. So the president himself obviously has been quite outspoken, both in statements he's made, speeches he's given, and in his tweets, that the marketplaces, as he says it, are dead, that they should be allowed to collapse under their own weight. He's held several photo opportunities in the last few months with Americans he calls Obamacare victims. So he's been a big naysayer of this whole idea of signing up for ACA coverage, Affordable Care Act coverage. On the other hand, if you go down way into the deeper layers of the Department of Health and Human Services, where there are career staff whose jobs it has been to carry out the marketplace enrollment periods and give out this federal money and set policy, they are apparently working more as they always have. In June, there was an annual conference, as they've been the last 4 years, for people who and organizations that have served as these so-called navigators, these assisters in helping people to enroll. And the navigators who attended this meeting were told, you know, we'll get you the contracts that you've had. Whether that's true or not, we won't know yet for another several weeks when they usually go out.
And you touched on a handful of the big questions, and among the biggest is subsidies. And President Trump has said maybe those subsidies would be withdrawn for low-income Americans, and that could be a bargaining chip to move the Republican health care agenda forward. So what is the likelihood that those subsidies will not be there?
Well, there are two main kinds of subsidies under the health care law. And the one that the president's not talking about affecting, at least not at the moment, are subsidies for people to help them afford their health plans premiums. And about 85% of the Americans with Affordable Care Act coverage get those kinds of subsidies. The kind that President Trump is talking about are so-called cost-sharing reduction payments. And those are subsidies that are paid to insurance companies on behalf of lower-income people with these ACA health plans to help them afford their health plans' deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses of other kinds. And the president has, you know, tweeted a few times pretty vehemently that he'd like to get rid of, he calls them bailouts. I mean, they're not really bailouts, but they're payments to insurers. A couple of his top aides said a little more than a week ago that last week President Trump was going to make a decision, and no decisions happened. So it's hard to tell when something may or may not take place to change those subsidies.
And if insurance companies don't, in fact, get those subsidies, does that make them more likely to leave the marketplace?
Well, it makes them either more likely to leave the marketplaces, or pretty much all the insurers have said that without these subsidies, they would have to raise their rates. And it's been kind of a complicated situation from state to state, because in some states, the insurance regulators, which every state has, the regulators have told the insurers to submit two different sets of prices that they would charge if those subsidies were to happen or not. Other states have just made the judgment, you know, we'll assume that they're going to take place, or we'll assume that they're not going to take place. So it's really kind of a checkerboard as to how states and insurers have been reacting to this uncertainty this late in the season about these subsidies.
We're talking with Amy Goldstein right now, health policy reporter at The Washington Post. She's also got a new book out called Janesville, An American Story. And we're talking now about uncertainty in the health insurance market as enrollment season begins for the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. And looking at recent cuts, two big Affordable Care Act contract cuts that took place last month, do you see those, Amy, as being a harbinger of what could happen next? More cuts coming like that?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Let me tell you a little bit about these contracts. These were two companies that for the last 3 or 4 years have been operating in 18 cities to help with enrollment in the ACA marketplaces. They were having health insurance fairs. They were going into public libraries and setting up tables and setting up balloons and trying to attract attention. And they were basically doing work to help people understand how to choose insurance, how to sign up for the subsidies that the law allows people in most cases. And just in the last few weeks, each of these companies was notified kind of out of the blue that their contracts were not going to be renewed for another year. You know, it's a big question whether that's, you know, an indicator of what's coming up or whether it was just an isolated set of decisions for those two companies.
I want to talk a little bit about what you're seeing from states. Now, each state seems to have taken, you know, a slightly tailored approach to the way that they integrate the Affordable Care Act and the marketplaces. Wisconsin has one, California another. What kind of uncertainty is this causing at the state level?
Well, there are a couple kind of uncertainties, and they're a little bit broader in some cases than what's going to happen in the marketplace. With all the talk in Congress with Republican plans that would get rid of expansion of Medicaid that the health care law has brought about, Wisconsin is not one of the states that expanded Medicaid under the law. But there are about 31 states that have. And the governors and state legislators in those states, including ones led by Republicans, have been pretty anxious that they would be in bad shape with their budgets if those subsidies were for the extra federal money that's gone along for the expansion of Medicaid were to go away. So that's one big uncertainty. In terms of the marketplaces themselves, I mean, there are these questions about how many insurers are going to participate. If the cost-sharing reductions we've been talking about were to be ended, it's possible that some insurers could go away. Under the annual contracts that insurers sign with the federal government in states that rely on the federal marketplace, healthcare.gov, those contracts would let the insurers drop out of those marketplaces not just next year, but immediately if they wanted to. Now, this is all hypothetical. No one knows what's going to happen, but it's a big source of who knows what's going to happen.
And, Amy, what about someone right now who is on the exchanges? They have a plan through the exchanges. there's so much uncertainty at the federal level, bleeding down to the state level. Do you need to look out for yourself? Do you need to make alternate plans? Do you need to, I mean, can you rely on someone in your state to call you up and say, hey, the enrollment period is shorter, your insurer, I don't know, might go away? That's a big hypothetical on that, but what do people need to know?
Well, it would be good for people to start doing their own research. For people who already are in marketplace health plans, one consideration is that every year up in the last 3 years, notices have been sent out saying, we, the government, could re-enroll you automatically if you'd like us to do that, but your prices in your for your insurance that you have now might be going up. So it really might be a good idea for you to look and see what alternatives you have and then make a good decision for yourself. Those notices in the past have tended to go out by December 15th. Well, this year, December 15th is going to be the end of the enrollment period. And we don't know yet whether those notices are going to be sent out at all, and if so, when. So for people who currently have an ACA health plan, it might be a really good idea for them to start to research on their own what will be happening to the prices of their health plans and whether they have any alternatives.
Amy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Happy to do it.
That was Amy Goldstein, a health policy reporter at The Washington Post and the author of the new book, Janesville, An American Story, joining us there to talk about uncertainty in the health insurance market as enrollment season begins for the Affordable Care Act.